Last Saturday, my husband John and I loaded our car with ski gear and drove north to Vidito, New Mexico. Our destination, the Cipapu Ski Resort.
First day out?
First day on the snow. I'd say if we want any good skiing in, we'll do it before lunch and then we'll bug out.
John and I had been looking forward to this day for more than 8 months. In recent years, we would have already gotten a few days of skiing in, but this year, the snowpack was late. Very late, and the only reason we found ourselves on the slopes that day was through the wonders of modern technology.
We're skiing on, you could basically say, 100% man-made snow.
That's John Paul Bradley, Cipapu's general manager, and he's got very mixed feelings about that statistic because while he's proud of the resort's significant snowmaking capabilities, he said he'd much rather see Mother Nature covering the trails with snow.
If we were standing up on the mountainside, you would have pretty much a white ribbon of snow coming down the mountain, and everything else is brown. So hopefully tomorrow that changes.
And it did. A snowstorm arrived the next day, providing many New Mexico resorts with about a foot of snow. And while he says he's pretty stoked about the new supply of fresh powder, it's still very unusual to see a snowpack arrive this late.
It seems very bizarre. The only normal thing with weather now is that it's unpredictable. Last month was dry, and hopefully this month's just the extreme opposite, and it's super cold and wet. We're in the ski industry. We have to be optimistic. That's part of, like, a requirement to be in the industry. I think you have to be optimistic.
Which is probably a good thing, because while man-made snow will get the resort through the early season, it won't be enough to keep guests coming in large numbers through the winter.
Now, if the weather doesn't change, that's going to get hard.
But UNM economics professor Dr. Janie Shermack says the economic impacts of a good snowpack in New Mexico reaches much farther than just ski resort staffing.
It's not just the ski resort, it's also the town. So it's the ski instructors and the people who work at the ski areas, but it's also the hotels and the lodges and the restaurants and everything that's peripheral to that. And so if you don't have a good ski season, if it's a tourist town, all of a sudden you've lost at least one season of your economic livelihood.
In fact, a new study released by the nonprofit groups Protect Our Winters and the Natural Resources Defense Council shows that winter tourism nationwide has experienced an estimated $1 billion in losses and up to 27,000 fewer jobs over the last decade, thanks to changing snowfall patterns and warmer global temperatures.
And so if you don't have the normal amount of water, that can affect the economy throughout the year.
Because, Shermack says, when the spring rolls around, significant accumulation becomes even more important, as most of the state's irrigation water comes from that melting snow, and a low snowpack could mean a shortened irrigation season. Take alfalfa, for example.
It just kind of has this almost increasing effect of we don't have enough water, which means we don't grow alfalfa, which means we don't have enough alfalfa, we don't have the livestock, which then says we have fewer revenues from livestock as well. So it's just this cumulative effect that goes on.
National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Pelasco says it's too early to tell whether or not the snowpack will reach normal levels in time for spring runoff. But he says it is a little weird to not see any snow accumulation until mid-December.
The snowpack at this point is surprisingly disappointing, I guess. I wouldn't say this is a new normal. The trends in precipitation are much more fickle.
Pelasco adds that droughts are cyclical and precipitation levels will probably rebound at some point. But he says what could really cause long-term problems are rising global temperatures and global warming.
Temperature trends keep going up and up and up so that we're having shorter and more compressed snow seasons. And that might have a major effect on the amount of water availability.
According to Pelasco, slower is better with snowmelt, no matter how much accumulation a mountain sees. A longer winter could mean snow stays on the hills longer, making it easier for irrigators to use it. And he adds, timely spring runoff and rain showers significantly reduce the risk of wildfires.
So will I be skiing soon?
Well, there's a fair chance that Friday offers that opportunity for another storm. So if you cross your fingers, we're starting to get back into the storm track.
So, cross my fingers I did, which looks like it might have worked, as more snow is finally in the forecast. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.